AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Iran is expanding its targets while the U.S. and Israel continue to batter Iran with airstrikes. At the White House, President Trump says airstrikes have been on target.
They have no Navy. It's been knocked out. They have no Air Force. It's been knocked out. They have no air detection. That's been knocked out. Their radar has been knocked out. And just about everything's been knocked out.
The president was asked why this all started now.
We were having negotiations with these lunatics, and it was my opinion that they were going to attack first.
The American embassy in Saudi Arabia came under an Iranian drone attack. Iran's ambassador to the UN, Ali Bahraini, says aggressors must be stopped and punished.
We expect our neighbors to understand what we are doing, because we can allow those bases to be used to make military operations against Iran.
The Iranian Red Cross says airstrikes have killed at least 787 people in Iran since the start of the war. A verdict is in for a Georgia man for his connection to a school shooting by his son.
Holland Gray, whose teenage son is accused of killing two students and two teachers at Appalachian High School northeast of Atlanta in 2024, has been convicted of second-degree murder and involuntary manslaughter, along with all other charges. Gray is one of a number of parents across the country who have been charged after their children were accused in fatal shootings. Prosecutors say Gray gave his son Colt access to a gun and ammunition, even after warnings about his son's mental health, and say that Colin Gray knew that his son was obsessed with school shooters, even having a shrine in his bedroom to Nicholas Cruz, the shooter in the 2018 high school massacre in Parkland, Florida. I'm Lisa DeWire.
This is AP News. The only GOP-held congressional district in New York City has been preserved for the 2026 elections.
That could determine control of the closely divided House of Representatives. The Supreme Court siding with Republicans in ruling that the boundaries of the only GOP-held congressional district in New York City doesn't need to be redrawn for the 2026 elections, despite a court ruling it's unfair to Black and Hispanic residents. On Monday, SCOTUS halting the state court ruling that had ordered the district held by Representative Nicole Malliotakis that covers Staten Island and a small part of Brooklyn be redrawn. Julie Walker, New York.
Voters in Texas are casting ballots to settle the first Senate primaries of the midterms. Republican John Cornyn is trying to hold on for a fifth term. Democrats will choose whether to send Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett or State Rep. James Tallarico to the general election. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.